living in the country that we live in, and living in the era in which we live, that the sort of martyrdom described in the Book of Maccabees in our first reading today doesn't happen anymore. It's tempting to believe that this sort of hate, and even perhaps that sort of courage on the part of the martyrs, isn't part of the world today, a developed, technologically advanced 21st century. It's tempting to believe that, but it's wrong. Coptic Christians are killed by ISIS. A priest is killed in France in his parish. Not by French revolutionaries, as maybe a couple hundred years ago, but by a Muslim extremist. And maybe you remember one of the films I showed over the summer during our movie series called For Greater Glory was about the Cristero War in Mexico at the turn of the last century, and the war between pretty much the government and the Christians. It was the time when the Knights of Columbus really had to understand what it meant to be knights, you know. Of course, persecution of Christians doesn't have to involve killing. I mean, Catholic Christians in China belonging to the underground church, or in fact even belonging to the state church, have their buildings stripped of anything resembling Christian symbolism or iconography. They can be followers of Jesus just as long as, first, they're followers of Xi Jinping, you know. I mean, even in our own country, or among, you know, the countries of the Western world, you might call it, different facets of the culture, or sometimes even the government itself, can make it difficult for people of many faiths to live their lives as they see fit, or to hold beliefs, like for us, you know, to hold beliefs we've held for centuries, because so we can be berated for the beliefs we hold, or more often, like for the misunderstanding of the beliefs that we hold. Because we believe certain things about God, about human life and when it begins and ends, about keeping Sunday holy. And, you know, we can be placated by people, you know. Oh, sure, yeah, whatever you want. We don't care, just as long as your beliefs don't get in the way of what we want to do with our lives. Of course, when it does affect them, they complain. They want a sandwich and Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays. But frequently, governments and leaders have misunderstood that their kingdom is just not as important as they think it is. Totalitarian leaders have come to power all throughout history, including that, you know, those who killed the people in that first reading from the Book of Maccabees. They think and they act as if life on Earth, the life that we have together here, is everything, is the total. That's why they're called totalitarian. And those who don't agree, who believe in something more, who believe in something higher, who don't fit in the totalitarian vision, they've got to be cut out, got to be excised. Whether it's the French Revolution, or the Armenian Holocaust, or the Jewish Holocaust in World War II, or as I mentioned, the killing of the Coptic Christians, you know, they're Christians living in a Muslim land, and that was in 2015. There's always some group that just doesn't match the rest of the society that needs to at least be re-educated, or at most just be stamped out. This is part of the reason why our American government was designed the way it was, to avoid totalitarian tendencies. But imagine if, you know, say like the Amish, who are a very visibly different subculture in especially New York and Pennsylvania. Imagine if the Amish were forced to match a stereotypical lifestyle. If they were forced to buy all their clothing at the mall and eat fast food and play with cell phones all day long. Why must they match? What if they resisted? What if they had to resist to the point of death? Now, if we believed that this was all there was, we would, of course, back down. If all life was just enjoy it until we died and it ended, and we didn't believe in anything more, then, yeah, I suppose we would back down when it came to something like that. But we believe that there is so much more. And maintaining our focus on that is important. I mean, we bear witness to it just by participating in this supernatural event every week, each Lord's Day, because it's the supernatural coming into the natural. It's the penetration of the divine into our daily life. The incarnation of God who walks with us on earth in all of the difficulties and struggles and joys that we have to deal with. It's that penetration of the divine life, feeding us with his divine substance, bringing divinity into us. So we believe there's more. But there have been places in the world, there are places in the world, where showing up to participate in the Eucharist is the risk that could lead to death. And frequently, at least, you know, in the United States, we say, you want to go to the 9 o'clock Mass or the 11 o'clock Mass? But what matters more, that one is a Christian or is a citizen of the Roman Empire? To take a very early example of having to make that choice. Or what matters more, being that one is a Christian or a citizen of France? Or a citizen of Libya? Or of England? Or of Canada? Or of the United States? This is not to say that we shouldn't also enjoy being Americans or that we shouldn't participate in the American life. We all did last Tuesday when we went and voted, you know? We should enjoy it. But what matters, but which matters more is the question. That we belong to Jesus or that we belong to one of these earthly powers. I know what my answer is. And the threat of death shouldn't change it.